All right. I don't know. I could flip a coin because everybody's interesting. Christopher in Washington, D.C. Hello, Christopher of Washington.
Hey, Dennis. How are you today?
Could be worse. Thank you, sir.
Hey, I want to talk about just a couple of things.
Pick one.
Well, you've been talking recently about gay activist bullying. And I want to tell you, first of all, I'm a former homosexual, and I'm also a licensed clinical professional counselor in Washington, D.C. I'm married with three kids, and you've made statements before like, well, you think that homosexuals can choose to be heterosexual, meaning they can change their behavior, but they can't change their desires and attractions. And that's incorrect. The way that people change their desires and attractions is by understanding the underlying reasons why someone has homosexual feelings and doing therapeutic work to resolve those reasons. So in therapy, clients that that I work with and also myself, there are specific reasons why we experience homosexual feelings. Number one.
Well, that may be, wait, forgive me, but that may be true for you. There are, I have no doubt that there are gay men.
Sure.
Gay women is not always an analogy to this. So gay men, there are homosexual men whom I believe have only a desire for men and cannot be reprogrammed.
I agree with you in the sense that if a client believes that they were born homosexual and they are completely set on that identity, they're not going to buy into a theory that we, as persons who have unwanted same-sex attractions, former homosexuals, have bought into. In that sense, you know, when I work with a client that's gay or lesbian that is identified that way, has no interest in changing, they wouldn't change because they have to be highly motivated to
well,
do so.
Well, there have been men who have been highly motivated. They have wanted to stay married. They have wanted to get married. They're members of a traditional religious faith that propels them to heterosexual behavior.
Correct.
And it doesn't work.
Well, in my experience, it's
when you
to the
when
person.
You say you were homosexual, did you have any feelings toward women?
I did.
But a lot of gay men don't. I spoke to a gay man on this program once. I'll never forget. I said, if you see a picture of a beautiful naked woman and a beautiful truck, do you have the similar reactions that they are aesthetically pleasing and that's it? He said, that's exactly right.
Here's where you're wrong, okay? You're looking at this in a primarily sexual way. In my experience, whether or not someone has some same-sex attraction or completely same-sex attracted, or, you know, has some opposite sex attraction, the reason why that person has those feelings is not sexual in nature. It's emotional, meaning that they've sexualized emotional needs from the same gender.
Yeah, this was what Freud believed, and it was the belief of the American psychiatrist for a long time.
Well, and it's still
But you're arguing that there is no biological basis. Forget, I don't believe there's a genetic, but I do believe that there is a neonatal hormonal factor in what?
No. Go get the book.
Let me ask you a question then. Explain this to me. If it's completely reversible, that any gay man who wants to reverse it can do so, how do you explain that there were gay men throughout history when to be gay was the worst possible choice you could make in life? Why would anybody choose to be miserable?
I never said that people choose it. Number one, people don't simply choose to experience same-sex attractions, okay? It's the result of many factors. What we often see in our clinical population is a lack of bonding with the same gender. Oftentimes, there is sexual abuse and an early awakening to sexuality, and there's unmet emotional needs from the same gender. When clients understand the underlying reasons why they experience same-sex attractions and they resolve those issues in therapy, and then get unmet emotional needs met in non-sexual relationships with the same gender, many, many times those clients experience change. Now, that client might not go from completely same-sex attracted to completely opposite-sex attracted, but I've seen it in myself and in many of my clients where they've reduced same-sex attractions and developed heterosexual attractions. Now, this happens on a continuum, and we're not saying that people go from a completely dichotomous change from gay to straight or completely SSA to OSA.
You're a licensed therapist?
I am, in the state of Maryland.
You know, you couldn't practice this in California. You know that.
Only with minors at this point, okay? That's also a myth, that the law was only made for minors.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not know that. Anyway, listen, I'm very happy you called, and I appreciate it. Look, I don't happen to agree with Christopher, but it doesn't mean that everything he said, in my opinion, is wrong. The left, and the straight left as well as the gay left, have told us, as usual, they have lied on behalf of their values, just as the president did, in my sad opinion, with regard to health care and with regard to his opposition to getting rid of the filibuster. The lie is that it's fixed in everybody. Every gay, it's fixed. It's amazing. The gay and straight left tell us that sexual orientation is fixed, but gender isn't. That's what's so, it's mind-blowing. The world of lies, really, that we are expected to believe, and if when said often enough, people do believe it. I'll give you one example. Bill de Blasio was just elected the mayor of New York City, and his wife announced in the 1970s, I believe it was, that she is a lesbian. She was an activist, and she announced it. I mean, literally announced it. We have her words. And then in the 90s, she said, well, I found the love of my life, who is a man, and she's been happily married ever after, happily ever after married. So I'm giving you a name and a human that you can look up as someone who is a former lesbian. Does that mean all lesbians can change? Nope. And I think it's even more true for gay men. But does that mean no gay man can change? That is the gay and straight activist line. There isn't a single homosexual who can happily change. Okay, that's a big statement. I think most gay men are pretty much fixed, but I appreciate the call very, very much.